Alec Baldwin hounded for anti-gun activism. Old tweet asking how it must feel to wrongfully kill someone. By David Ng on October 22, 2021. After he discharged a gun on a movie set Thursday, resulting in the death of one crew member and the injury of another, actor Alec Baldwin is now getting trolled on social media for his anti-gun activism and an old tweet in which he wondered how it must feel to wrongfully kill someone. Alec Baldwin, who mercilessly mocked President Donald Trump on NBC's Saturday Night Live, has not been charged with any crimes, but the Santa Fe County, New Mexico, sheriff said the investigation is ongoing. The incident occurred Thursday afternoon on the New Mexico set of the movie Rust, a Western that Baldwin is producing and starring in. Cinematographer Hina Hutchins was hit with a live round and taken to an area hospital where she later died. Director Joel Souza was injured and also taken to a hospital. He has since been released, according to a tweet from actress Frances Fisher, who is also starring in the movie. Baldwin has a history of anti-gun activism, arguing that the Second Amendment needs to be rethought. The Second Amendment is not a moral credit card that buys you all the guns you want. The law needs to be rethought, he tweeted in 2018, in response to an rat that calling out every Hollywood phony and members of the lying media. Following Thursday's shooting death, people on social media began trolling Baldwin over his stance on the Second Amendment. In 2017, Baldwin tweeted about a fatal police shooting that took place in Huntington Beach, California. I wonder how it must feel to wrongfully kill someone, the actor wrote. His speculation has now come back to haunt him. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.